you just engaged, I read.
I'm just engaged.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you so much.
To the very lovely Chris O'Dowd.
He is gorgeous.
Who everybody just loves, I think.
I know. I love him, which
well,
is handy.
Obviously. But is it quite nice when you have that sort of that massive wave of affection for the other half, or are you like, no, hands off, he's mine?
Oh, you know what? No, it's really nice. It is. It's bizarre. I won't lie. It's very odd when you go out and people are literally throwing themselves at your partner. But I've got used to it now, and it's fine. And he finds it so bizarre as well. Actually, it's quite funny for us.
Oh, well, maybe you can get some kind of, you know, meeting hooked up through him with Will I Am, and you know, you can take this Andrex campaign global, Dawn.
Oh, I just think it's me and Will I Am could literally change the world together.
Oh, you could. It's fantastic. So all this research is part of today, basically being the worst day to fail at New Year's resolutions. My resolution this year has been not to make any, because that's one I can keep.
Well, that's it. And also just to not to put the pressure on yourself. I think people just wake up on the 1st of January and think, I need to change. I need to be a different person. And it's all going to happen in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Actually, you don't need to be so dramatic. I think you can make small changes over a longer period of time. And then this day wouldn't be so depressing for everyone because they've given up.
Yeah. I mean, we were saying the other day, I'm about to have a baby. I'm going to have a baby in April.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And my husband and I have just cancelled our gym membership. We were saying we must be the only people in January who've cancelled our gym membership. Because everybody else is joining.
I know, it's bizarre. Everyone is joining. My birthday is actually a week today. So because my birthday is in January, I never look at it as a month off or a detox or anything like that. Because I know that I'm just going to have this wild weekend of eating and drinking at the end of January. But I do find that, you know, I think with health and weight and all of that stuff, actually it's more healthy and more realistic to think of it as, you know, how you're going to be in January, April, October and throughout the year.
Yeah.
You know, no one sticks to some crazy routine that you set yourself in January. And actually, whenever you hear someone saying, oh, my New Year's resolution is to do this, you think,
I give it 2 weeks. That's what you want to say to them, but you say it quietly behind your hand. Oh, well done.
I give it 2 weeks.
So give me the details for where people can find out more, and more importantly, watch these little mini poo documentaries, as I will call them.
Well, they start on Channel 4 tomorrow between, I think, 7 and 9 they're going out.
Okay.
But then on our Facebook page, facebook.com/cleancampaign, there's all the extra footage, which I have to say, I'm rather proud of. Stuff that could never be aired on television and is only for the internet.
But that's why the internet is such a marvellous place.
Exactly. We can do what we want on the internet.
Brilliant, Dawn. Thanks so much for coming
on.
Thank you. Pleasure to speak to you.
Bye.